We're joined here tonight right in the studio by Dr. Claudia Cottrell. And Claudia is Dr. Claudia is a chiropractor who's based in Duluth. She treats animals. Her name of her business is the Animal Kingdom Chiropractic, and she's been treating animals since August 2011, but she's been a chiropractor for 23 years. And Dr. Claudia, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you up a little higher, and maybe you could swing it just a little closer, Dick. Thank you. That's
okay.
Good. Yeah, here you are in Grand Marais, and you've been up here before, but this is the first time that you've been here in a business way, I believe.
Correct.
As far as treating animals. You're going to have a presentation tomorrow at 2 up at the community center, the 4-H building.
That's right.
That's great. Now, how did you happen? You were a chiropractor for like 23 years. How did you get interested in moving your field to animals as well?
I had two friends that already worked on animals. One was a veterinarian who I brought my cats and dog to, and the other was a classmate from chiropractic school, Northwestern Chiropractic, who practiced in Menominee, Wisconsin. However, I never thought that I should do that as well. But after 20 years of practice with people, I did a technique that was really, it was emotional and physical as well. And, you know, it was hard work. And if people didn't really get into the program to get to the place where they were really healthy, you know, I was out of ideas. So they had to really commit to the program. And after 20 years of really trying to get people healthy and well, I got tired.
Sure.
Basically, just got tired. And one of my people patients who I had for 8 or 9 years or more and saw her kids after they were born and did chiropractic with them, she came in one day and she said, you know, Claudia, I had my horse adjusted. And I just went, really? Well, who did that? Mm-hmm. And that night I was on the computer and researching the schools that taught animal chiropractic. And within 2 months, I was enrolled at Options for Animals in Wellsville, Kansas.
Wow, that sounds like it was kind of, you were ready.
I was ready. I was ready.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe I'm getting the feeling that animals are a little easier to deal with.
Well,
at that level.
They are.
Yeah.
But you know what's so exciting is that animals heal so quickly. And it's because of that emotional component. They have emotions, but they, yesterday is kind of gone unless they've had some abusive issues. But if it's a good day, it's a good day. Mm-hmm. And there is no tomorrow. And when you help them feel better, they're grateful, they're happy, and they heal very quickly. And
wow.
It's so gratifying.
So it's nice to be in the moment.
It is very nice to be
so
in the moment.
So if we could do that same thing, we wouldn't have maybe so much difficulty in lots of ways.
I think so.
Yeah. when we're talking about dealing with animals, they can't give you verbal feedback as far as what's wrong. So you really have to know a lot when you look at these animals to know what their problems may be.
I usually watch them walk. Especially horses, I can tell, even though I'm not a horse expert, but I can tell what's not working quite right. Sometimes I tell the owner, don't tell me what the issue is. I want to see if I can find it. And most of the time, I'm right on, and that's mm-hmm. really, that makes me feel great, too. But, you know, when I'm touching an animal, they turn around and they look at me, or they'll twitch. Dogs might yelp, but the horses, they have a mental communication that's very, very strong, and that is what I rely on a lot. But the way they look at me is what's mm-hmm. really important. They'll turn around when I'm at a spot that's not very comfortable. They just turn around and look at me like, and sometimes they shake their head like, yep, that's the spot.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Go
that's
for
pretty
it.
Cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking, and in fact, Dick and I talked very briefly about horses. They're very strong animals, and you've got to move a major component of their body one way or the other. You got to be strong.
I am, but I'm not large, as you can see.
Uh-huh.
I work out with weights. And but in the chiropractic world, it's high velocity, and low force, really, but it's quick. So there's a range of motion that we have to take a vertebra to, and then that adjustment is made in a very, very tiny space. It's just a very small space. So what I do is with my massive build, I'm on two bales. They're the size of hay bales, and I'm standing up on, you know, so I can reach over the horse, take it to full range of motion. It's called a paraphysiological space. Very small, get it down there, and it's a muscle twitch. But sometimes the horse will actually buckle under that.
Really?
That adjustment.
You know, I read a little bit about what you're doing with the animals as far as working on their backs like that. And what is a subluxation? What is that?
Really? That word.
Yeah, it's a big, long word.
And there are like 500 explanations. I'll give you the really easy one. Okay. There's two vertebrae that sit close together, and there's a disrelationship between them. They're not out of joint. They're not out of alignment, but they're out of the range of motion, so they don't move properly. So this is what we adjust as chiropractors. We create motion that has been stuck in a certain range, and so we're restoring proper range of motion, which addresses the central nervous system, and then that addresses every system of the body. So we're basically neurologists. We're not bone doctors, and we're not crunching bones, and we're not even pushing them around, but we're creating motion, and we're starting a lot of chemical reactions in the body that are very global, and that's where the animals sometimes just stand there and their eyes, you know, might just pop open, or then after a while they start falling asleep because it's so global and so far-reaching.
Yeah. Now, that's the same thing that you do with a human.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But you increase blood flow, lymph flow, nerve transmission, and probably a million other chemical reactions that I couldn't name.
Not to say the least of which is just eliminating the pain the animal's feeling.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, so it's the same reasons that you'll be working on humans, only these guys don't talk back.
Oh, sometimes they
do. In their own way. Yeah, which brings up maybe the next point is, what happens if the animal's not happy with what happened? Have you had bad experiences ever?
You know, I haven't. I was trying to think of, and, you know, this has been close to 3 years, but I've had a dog turn around and try to nip me, a dog that never bites, but, you know, I hit the spot. Horses will try to nip me sometimes. I've never been kicked or bitten. I had my foot stepped on once, but...
By a horse?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it wasn't
that
bad.
Could happen without you even doing chiropractic.
Right. Yeah. Basically, they know I'm trying to help them, and you can see that. So even though it hurts, they're appreciative. Mm-hmm. Because then it's after that pain is gone, it's just they're a whole different animal.
You were saying that, you know, you can eliminate the pain when these things happen, and also you can get it back working like it should. What keeps the... is that full healing then, or can that reoccur just like we have the same things reoccur many times?
It can reoccur, and I generally set up a schedule where I revisit the horse in usually 3 to 4 weeks. That's a good frequency. They don't need as much care as people. And dogs, sometimes I'll see a dog once a week for 3 to 4 weeks. I've had dogs that have been paralyzed. We've restored their ability to walk. So it really depends. I go by case by case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did they used to do for these kinds of symptoms in horses before animal chiropractics started being used?
Animal chiropractic started when human chiropractic started in the early 1900s.
Okay.
Chiropractic was discovered in 1895, and the very first school had a program for animals. So when chiropractors graduated, they were actually certified or licensed to work on animals and people. Hmm. Somewhere along the line, that sort of disappeared, but now people are looking for more natural health care for themselves, and along with it, they're looking for that natural health care for their animals. So Minnesota, I should know this, but I don't exactly, it's been about 7 years, 6 or 7 years since we've had the, you have to be certified to be working on animals.
Now, does that mean that does that mean you have to get a vet to refer you to do work, or people
you do.
Have to?
And I want to also say that you have to be a licensed veterinarian or a licensed chiropractor to go to the animal chiropractic school to start with. And yes, we in the state of Minnesota, you do need a vet referral to bring your animal to me.
Wow. Yeah. How about other, now you may not be so aware, but how about other more natural healing methods? Are they being tested out on animals too to see if...
Oh, we've got certified animal massage therapists, and I actually work with Dr. Taryn Dettinger in Duluth, and she is an acupuncturist. We work on horses a lot together. I'll do the adjustment. By the time she's done with the acupuncture, they're in la-la land. They're standing there. They can barely hold their heads up. They're staggering, and they're happy, happy horses.
Boy, that's just amazing.
Yeah.
That can happen. And do you have to get introduced to these horses or the dogs by the owners and get comfortable then? Is that what relaxes them?
I don't know. I'm kind of like the bird woman or whatever in the, what's that musical? But anyway, when I'm out at a barn, like all the dogs come up to me, the cats want to get in my car, and I have to like shoo them away.
Animals
so
love
they,
you.
They do. They love me. And so I just stand there with the horse. I let them smell me, and I use a essential oil called Peace and Calm, and they just kind of smell that, and I just talk to them. If they don't want me to touch them at first, I just don't, and then all of a sudden we just make friends. And same with dogs. I just don't jump in there and start poking. I sit there and talk to them, and or just sit there by them. Mm-hmm. And then they get it.
They kind of relax.
It's like,
after,
okay, do your thing.
Have at me.
Huh? Right.
Yeah. Do you do other animals as well? Have people brought other critters into you that...
Well, I do dogs and cats. I don't get as many cats, which is good. I mean, I I love cats. They're really my favorite pets. But, you know, if they don't want to be touched, it's over. It's just the day's done.
Right.
So I just have to be quick. Get in there, get it done. Because, you know, they don't put up with any messiness. You know, they're out of there. But mostly dogs. I see dachshunds have a huge problem because of their long backs, so they get herniated discs just like people. But I haven't had any other animals yet.
I always feel sorry for those dachshunds. I mean, not only are they slow, but they're so short too.
I know. You know? Yeah, they have. They're a walking chiropractic problem,
And.
If you have a dachshund, just get it under chiropractic care, like right now, because they can go south overnight. I've had calls where an animal isn't, you know, they've been diagnosed with a disc disease or disc problem, and they can lose the use of their back legs and even bowel and bladder function overnight. So I never let people wait. It's like, get them in right now.
Wow. How about other breeds? Are there other breeds that just are known for having some weaknesses here and there?
German Shepherds with their odd back legs, which apparently are being bred more and more to be down on their haunches for dog shows.
Oh.
Corgis, because they're long too, but they tend to get a little overweight. And then Labs with hip dysplasia, I think Labs and a lot of other bigger dogs, but chiropractic can just help delay or even offset a lot of those issues.
What kind of things that now the pet owners that are out there listening and they have a dog or a cat or maybe a horse too, what kinds of things should they be looking at as things that you could help them with or an animal chiropractic could?
Well, change in behavior in any animal or pet is the first sign that they're uncomfortable. Second, if they can't do their job, whatever their job is, if it's dressage for a horse or barrel racing for a horse, all of a sudden they're not able to perform correctly. Or if a dog all of a sudden can't get up the stairs or can't jump up on the couch or stops eating. So change in behavior, change in performance, and then just pain, like yelping or a horse, you know, letting you know, like when you cinch up the saddle.
And those would be things that would be specific for chiropractic help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How well known are you and or other animal chiropractics known among vets?
Well, they all know me in Duluth. Because sure. I sent out letters a couple different times. I actually was invited to several clinics to talk to their staff, which I did not expect at all. Uh-huh. So I have a really good relationship with the veterinarians, and which is great because they know what their limitations are when there's a disc problem. You can take your dog to the University of Minnesota and spend $4,000 if you can, but there, other than pain meds, there's nothing else they can do. Mm-hmm. Muscle relaxers, pain meds, but chiropractic can help that animal to heal properly and long term.
Yeah, so you just send the animal to a specialist when you need special kind of work.
Right.
Is what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you're going to be giving a talk tomorrow at the up at the community center at the 4-H building.
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, what you're going to discuss?
Right. That was originally set up to talk to the Mushers, Mushers Association, because I haven't really been able to speak to them to let them know how chiropractic can help their athletes, because mm-hmm. their dogs are athletes, and they need chiropractic like people athletes. So I really want to go into the specifics on how chiropractic can help them. Of course, anybody's welcome to come, whether you're a horse owner or a dog owner, because I'll talk about the basics of chiropractic and how it applies to animals and how it's the same and also how it's different and how that can really benefit the dogs and the horses.
Yeah, so you're basically, original thought was talking to the dogs, but dog people.
Right.
I mean, you could still talk to the dogs.
I will do that.
If there's some folks out there that have horses, they'd mm-hmm. be welcome to come to the same conversation. Mm-hmm. That's 2:00, isn't it?
It's 2:00, yeah. And then I will be doing a demonstration. I'll have a dog or two there, and because it's great to see. Mm-hmm. It helps you to really get a better concept of what I do and how that can help.
Do you work quite a bit with Mushers? Have you had experience
with them? I have not.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. That's what kind of got me here.
Sure. Are there specific things that you would look for with a sled dog?
No, I always look at the spine for those subluxations because as a chiropractor, we don't diagnose any other problems. We diagnose subluxations, adjust them. But for dogs that work like that, getting the spine to be flexible, again, strengthens the nervous system so the muscles, the soft tissues work properly. And more than anything, it's a prevention of injury.
Sure.
For the athletes.
I see.
And that's the key.
Exactly. We've been speaking with Dr. Claudia Cottrell, and Dr. Claudia is going to be at the 4-H building at the community center tomorrow at 2:00. Can you tell us what if there's a website that people can go to learn more about you and what you do?
Yes, ClaudiaCottrell.com, and that's CottrellL. Mm-hmm. There's a video there that shows me adjusting a horse, and that's real helpful because, you know, I'm sure there's a question there. How do you do that? I'm going to post a dog adjusting video up there pretty soon, too, so help people out.
Yeah.
And testimonials there will be on the website.
And there's a blog as well that I think you can find on the website that people can follow.
Great.
That's great. We want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a great stay in Grand Marais.
I'm enjoying
it. And that people can take advantage of you being there. If they wanted to contact you, I'm sure all that information is right on your website.
It is, yes.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.